Ja, dit was dis net die begin van Rian Wessels, Kerel van die Parel. Asseblief gaan laai dit af op Spotify. Support local. Dit is wat ons moet doen. Dis is toe ons local artists, local alles, sangers wat overal tussen hulle groei. So, dit is die einde van my vir hierdie jaar. Ek sê vir jou geseënde Kersfees, maar voor ek uitspeel, speel ek uit met Linda McCaskill, ons conference coach, a segment wat sy vir ons gaan dra in How to Dress to Connect. So I want to just say arrivederci, Merry Christmas!
Hello beautifuls, this is Linda, your confidence coach and stylist, and we're taking a little bit of a different direction today. Confidence through the power of personal style is what we normally talk about, but I'm going to only talk about confidence today. I'm sitting here with a beautiful view out over the coastline and the beautiful mountains down Pringle Bay Way, looking out the window and just reflecting a little bit on what has been 2025. A hell of a year, let me tell you. One of the most painful, brutal, really, really devastating years of my life when I got divorced earlier this year. Suddenly I was a single mom of two kids and everything had changed. And that can happen. That's life, right? But this is the thing when it comes to confidence. Confidence is rooted in the Latin word fidere, which means trust. So self-confidence means self-trust. How much do you trust yourself to go and do something or have that conversation or apply for that job or put your hand up for that promotion or start your business, write that book? It all comes down to self-confidence. I'd love you to write down on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you on the confidence scale? 10 being you're ready to step onto the cover of Vogue magazine. Where are you? And whatever number you get, write down why are you at that number? And so confidence is a muscle. It's not something that you just snap your fingers and suddenly it arrives. Confidence is a muscle that you can exercise and it grows the more you do it. It rests on the foundation that is self-esteem. So the rock, the foundation of our lives is self-esteem. This is your value, your identity, your self-worth. This is given to you at birth by God, the Creator. And then upon that, we build the muscle of self-confidence. And you can do that in various ways. You know, practice makes perfect. Taking action is, for my life and in my experience, the best way for you to build confidence is take action in the direction of your goals and your identity. So I love this phrase that I came up with a beautiful client of mine recently called unbottle the bold. I was talking to her about picture this boldness inside this beautiful glass jar that you have, and it's time now to unbottle the bold. Every single day, what is there that you can do that is bold that you normally would shy away from that is going to build your muscle of self-confidence? What does that look like? Sometimes it's just having a tough conversation. Sometimes it's wearing that beautiful red wrap dress that you haven't had the guts to wear yet. And sometimes it is launching a business or writing that book or just doing something that you know you've been fearful of. My lovely, fear does not own you. Don't give it that power. Take it back. Unbottle the bold. I'm sending you love today. Write down your number. Where are you on the confidence scale?